Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
My opinion tends to take longer than some.
Well, it's a brief survey, ma'am. It's mostly about topics like educations and elections. It'll be brief. For example, the first question does ask, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Meaning if I reach you on your cell phone, so we can make this as quick as possible since we value your time?
The only one here besides me is my cat, and she doesn't really care what I think.
No problem, ma'am. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And would you say you're registered to vote and over 18?
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay. And what
would
you say?
If you don't vote, you can't complain.
I understand, ma'am. And what would you say is your age, ma'am, for statistical purposes?
I will be 62 on Sunday.
Oh, my dear Lord, ma'am. You sound so young. Well,
thank you.
Happy birthday. No problem. Just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
White.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. Well, 100 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards it. A 0 means that you feel very unfavorable about it. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, public schools, ma'am, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate that?
I will say 50%.
Okay. What about woke culture or wokeism from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate that?
Okay. Help me with this a little bit. Wokeism.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like all these people who are just totally without any common sense?
Well, the survey doesn't indicate that, ma'am, but that's okay. What about Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate them?
Never heard of them.
No problem. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate him?
There's room for improvement with everybody. I'd say 95.
95. What about charter schools from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate them?
You know, they're probably doing a lot better by the kids than so many schools are. I'd say 75.
75. What about public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
Oh, the teachers get 100.
Okay.
It's the students that are having the problem.
I understand. What about the U.S. Department of Education from a 0 to 100?
U.S. Department of Education?
Yes.
Probably about 70%.
Okay, ma'am. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
There's so much room for improvement there. I'd say probably about a 0.
No problem, ma'am. What about the National Education Association or NEA?
Probably about 75%.
No problem, ma'am. Moving on. Well, generally speaking, ma'am, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Do you feel it's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say, in general, good.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students, ma'am? Would you say public schools or charter schools?
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
It depends upon the school and where it's located and as to how the children are being raised. seems like so many children are being raised without respect for others, and it's just really difficult. I know so many people who are homeschooling their kids.
I see.
Even in our area. And our area is pretty rural.
You can also say, ma'am, that public schools do a much better job, or you can say public schools do a somewhat better job, or you can also say charter schools do a somewhat better job, or you can say charter schools do a much better job. You can choose between those options.
I will say I really don't know of any charter schools. I've just heard about them. And I'm going to say public schools do a better job, a somewhat better job.
No problem. While some people view education as a means to prepare students for life, ma'am, generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following, ma'am? Again, I want to read on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all. The first one says, embrace American values and be proud American citizens, from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that, ma'am?
Five.
Okay. What about this
one? It's not like it used to be when I was in school.
I see. What about this one, ma'am? Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
Again, it's not like it was when I was in school. I will say 5.
Okay. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market, from a 0 to a 10.
Gee, I would probably say maybe a 1.
A 1? Okay, no problem. What about this one? Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, from a 0 to a 10?
I'm going to say a 3.
A 3. What about this one? Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting, from a 0 to a 10?
I'm going to say a 3 again.
Okay. What about this one? Become more organized and have structure, from a 0 to a 10?
3.
A 3. All right, ma'am. Moving on.
I'm just not seeing a lot of that.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
They can never spend enough.
All right. So you would say not enough, too much, or about
right? Not enough.
No problem.
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, read, or seen about the critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing. I don't have children or grandchildren in school, so I'm not hearing about that.
No problem, ma'am. Remember that your opinion counts, and this could be from experiences that you have heard or what you know. Well, as you may have heard, ma'am, the critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, ma'am? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I honestly don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Not a problem, ma'am. Well, moving on, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools, ma'am? Did you say you have heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've seen a few things on Facebook about banning books, and I was surprised at some of the books they wanted to ban, but really I hadn't heard that it was race-related.
I see, ma'am. Would you consider that it's a lot, a little, or nothing at all that you have heard about, you know, banning books? Mm-hmm.
Regarding race?
I would say...
Discussing
slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say you've heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all about banning these books?
Nothing, really. I mean, the books they want to ban...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize were race related. Are they race related?
Well, the survey doesn't specify, ma'am, all right? It just mentions that that there are attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools, but you said nothing at all, right?
Nothing at all, really.
No problem, ma'am. You can tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, ma'am, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the history of racism. I'm sorry, ma'am. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think the more you know, the better you can function. I mean, slavery has certainly not been conquered throughout the world. It's going on today. So, you know.
Well, would you say then, in that case, ma'am, would you let me read it again, or would you say you agree or disagree with what I mentioned?
That they should be taught? I think they should be taught.
Well, because it does say public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Wanted to know if you agree or disagree with that.
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
What about this one, ma'am?
It depends on how far they're taking it.
Oh, I understand.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you say that you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. I think parents should have certainly some say in what their children are being taught.
No problem. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, and this one says, ma'am, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I don't see why you can't teach about all parties, but I don't think you should tell people how you feel about a particular situation and have the students think that what you're saying is the only way. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand, ma'am. In that case, would you say, like, you can also answer strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree to what I just read?
I agree that all points of view should be taught.
Okay, because the topic does say... Okay, would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
You know, I just worry about how it will be taken, and you know, I don't want it...
Okay, not a problem. Remember, your feedback is highly welcome, and thank you so far for your answers, ma'am. But moving on, ma'am, I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me right now if you would support or oppose them. For example, the first one says, add in armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it. I think it's a good idea.
Would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about this one? Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics, would you support or oppose that?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Oppose. But I think everything is age sensitive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly oppose them?
Somewhat opposed. I think there are things that are age appropriate. And you shouldn't put stupid things in for these kids.
I understand, ma'am. What about this one? Increase in teacher pay. Would you say you support or oppose that?
Support. Strongly.
Right. Okay. No problem. What about this one? Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you say you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about this one? I'm teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
I support it. I don't see what the problem is.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly. I mean, it's okay. It's history.
No problem. All right, ma'am. Well, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, ma'am, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it if it was an elective.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat, since I have that stipulation.
No problem.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, thank you so far for your answers, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. We're almost done. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. The first one says, ma'am, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel that is?
7.
A 7. What about this one, ma'am? Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically when life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel that is?
7.
Okay, ma'am. And the last one for this section says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel this argument is?
5.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
I'm going to disagree with that because I honestly think parents, maybe not individual parents, but as a group, if they decide that what's being taught in a particular class needs to be looked at closer, then I think the parents should have that right.
I understand, ma'am. So would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, what about this one, ma'am? Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree, but, you know, let them be taught the history that we were taught when we were in school.
I understand.
You know, and if they want to know more about it, read more about it, just like we did if we were interested in a particular topic.
I see, ma'am. Well, in that case, would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, we're almost done. Thank you for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation, ma'am? Would you say employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Okay.
I have a little bit longer before I can retire.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
All right. Would you say a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I would say strong because I will never vote for a Democrat again.
I understand. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Okay, ma'am. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I do not.
No problem, ma'am. Would you say you have a child who attended a charter school or private school or home school in the last 10 years?
I do not have any children.
No problem, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, liberal, or moderate?
Moderate.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Conservative, yeah. Liberal, or moderate? Conservative.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay, ma'am. Well, for each of the following descriptions, I just want you to tell me if it applies to you or somebody in your household. Like, for example, the first one says, is a born-again evangelical or fundamental Christian? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No, I don't think so.
No problem. What about this one? Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. How would you describe the area where you live in, ma'am? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban or rural.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.